so happy. Look, he's going to Mary Jane's house.
Every year more Santas give RCA Victor than any other TV.
A gift of luxury. The RCA Victor Glenwood 21 Deluxe. Low boy styling, magnificent. A gift of beauty. The RCA Victor Headliner 21. Clean, simple beauty.
Look, he's coming to our house.
Every year more Santas give RCA Victor than any other TV.
A gift of convenience. The RCA Victor Rittenhouse 21 Deluxe. It swivels. With RCA's remote TV control, you can tune it from your easy chair.
Every year more Santas give RCA Victor than any other TV.
Ready for delivery this minute. Greatest gift of all, RCA Victor Big Color Television. Be a good Santa. Give RCA Victor the gift that keeps on giving.
Merry Christmas, Santa! Merry Christmas!
Oh, Stoff, I knew you had another Christmas Stoff pot in you.
Well, you're right. I did, and I do, and this is it. Number, what is this, 45? 45. You know, when you think about it, back like in the 50s especially, boy, a TV for Christmas, that's just about the most wonderfulest thing you could ever imagine, huh?
Just about. Of course, I remember one year my parents asked me what if I for Christmas, if did I want a baby brother or a baby sister? And I thought about it and I said, how about a bicycle?
What'd you get?
I didn't get a bicycle.
Gotcha.
Ozzie and Harriet are brought to you on film by Eastman Kodak Company, who also present The Ed Sullivan Show on another network. And remember,
the most personal greetings of all are photo greetings. The cards only you can send. So why not take some new pictures for your Christmas cards this week? Be sure and see David in his latest motion picture. It's called 30, and he co-stars with Jack Webb. Of course, I may be prejudiced, but I think he does a wonderful job. And speaking of the boys, I hope you have Ricky's new album. We think it's his best yet. It's called Songs by Ricky.
This has been an ABC Television Network film presentation.
Isn't that something, Stoffa? From another network. I bet they loved when they said that.
Mm-hmm, sure. Remember when Christmas used to be in black and white?
Yeah, sorta. What do you mean?
Listen.
You remember the day when your folks gave you a new box of crayons,
Crayola,
so much fun in every pack. Now you just couldn't wait. How much fun to create Crayola. Crayola brings the color back to Christmas.
The Crayola Caddy comes with all the nice things you see here.
I gotcha.
Finally, a Charlie Brown Christmas. First year it was on was 1965. And here's the soundtrack from the original promo that ran on CBS. And interestingly enough, part of what you see when you see this promo, the part where Charlie Brown is playing chopsticks on the piano and everyone goes, "That's awful, Charlie Brown." This actually was from an earlier documentary that they did that never aired because they couldn't find a sponsor.
Wintertime. Christmas time, the time of sugar plums, Santa Claus, and at last those lovable children from Peanuts. Enjoy a Charlie Brown Christmas. Meet Charlie Brown, Schroeder and Beethoven, Lucy, and that impudent hound, Snoopy.
That's terrible, Charlie Brown!
Here comes Charlie Brown now. Listen.
Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
Be here as your favorite comic strip comes to life. This year, enjoy a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I'd like to know the story behind the story. on the wonderful Charlie Brown Christmas music, the piano work of Vince Guaraldi. Check out Deep Fried Hoodsy Cups, all one word, .wordpress.com for Monday, December 20th. And to tweak your interest, here's a little bit of the original version of My Little Drum that Vince recorded with Brazilian guitarist Bolo Sete earlier in 1965, before he did the version with the kids for the soundtrack. By the way, you can hear this whole selection at thewholething.podbean.com. Number 7, Maestro.